I don't know. Paul thinks he was the least because he persecuted the church. And that's pretty bad. Some people could say, well, Paul, you're kind of persecuting. I'm not persecuting anybody. I'm just saying words. Paul went out and he, like, dragged people off to prison. That's the thing that gets me. Is like, people think persecution is like, you know, somebody laughed at me. That's not persecution. Persecution means, from the Greek word, it means to pursue. You know what it means? It means they're out to get you. I haven't been persecuted yet, as far as I know. You know, some people have. I've been warned. People, oh, this person's stalking people or whatever nonsense. I've never had anything like that happen to me. It would be fascinating if it did. I expect it. I look for it. I want to be persecuted at some point, right? But I'm not going to have a persecution complex and, like, get all up in arms about these little trifles. You want to see persecution? Go to the countries where it's illegal to be a Christian, where you can't speak your mind. Where saying the things I say would wind you up in prison. I don't know. If I had to wind up in prison saying for the thing, would I even say them? These are the things that makes me think I'm very little. I think of all the men who have, you know, I think of all the men alive today who are enduring persecution. And here I sit comfortably in this comfortable country, and here I am speaking out. Bah. Don't think of me as brave. It's easy. It's easy to sit back when it's comfortable like this. But those who suffer persecution, those are the men I look to. Those are the men I admire. Because they are suffering for the cross of Christ. Me? I mean, I could say whatever I want, and people hardly even notice. It's real easy. I just think, though, it's like, there'd never been... I may not be less than the least of all saints. I might be one of the scummiest ones that ever came around. One of the sleaziest ones that ever came around. One of the most unlikely, at least in my mind. But hey, that's what it's about in Christianity, is that he takes... You know, he gave that parable where he said... You know, he invited certain people to come to his feast... It was the nation of Israel. And a lot of them, they said, oh, no, I'm busy. I got to go to my field. I did this. They all begged off, and they didn't want to. They excused themselves. And then he said to his servants, go out into the streets and the highways and compel people to come in. Bad and good. Well, that netted me. But one thing's for sure, I'm not going to get caught at that wedding without a wedding garment. Amen, no. And it says, well, it's in the book of Revelation that the garments that they wear are the righteousness of the saints. So, you know, what if I come in and have no righteousness? And you know, the wedding garments would be something that would be provided, I believe, in the tradition at least, by the one giving the wedding. So there really would be no excuse. You know why? Because we receive the righteousness of God by faith. I mean, the point is there, when they come in, they don't receive those things which the men compelling them to come in are giving. It's fascinating that there even is one in that story who doesn't have the garment. What is that illustrative of? We'll probably think more deeply on that when we come to that parable in the Gospels, which we will get to eventually. But unto him, you know, Paul says, this grace was given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. What an awesome thing to be given. To be given that from God, you know, and that mission. Those who have never heard. I feel like in my generation, I'm sent to people who have all heard, and they've already heard it all. In fact, they all know it all. When you try to tell them anything, they already know everything. And they disagree, knowing nothing. That's the funny thing, is that people aren't very expert in the scriptures. And they'll tell me, oh, Paul, you sure know a lot. And it's like, yeah, well, but you don't believe anything I say, do you? Well, I agree with some and I disagree with some. That's very interesting. I don't know what to say. But if I disagree with something that some people say, I don't agree with anything they say, as far as I'm concerned, because a little leaven leavens the whole lump. You gotta, and here, it doesn't mean that automatically that person's done, okay? But purge ye out the old leaven. That means if like, let's say, you know, I knew someone who was involved with false doctrine, and they were a leader or something, and then I made it known to them, I don't think that it's time to, like, throw them out. It's just time to purge out the old leaven. Be a new lump. So, to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. He's really talking about this mysterious fellowship that is created in Christ between Jews and Gentiles. And I would say, not just between Jews and Gentiles, but also between male and female. How that in Christ, I mean, just, you know, there still are earthly things that have to be abided by. At least in the law of Christ, right? But still it's done by faith. We have a certain liberty as well. Not everything Paul said was by, he says, you know, I say this by permission and not by commandment. Sometimes there were things that he said, it was like, well, when we get to those things, we'll talk about that a little more too. Let's go on. To make all men see. All men see. I'm going to make every single individual see. Obviously, that's impossible, right? Well, it is. It means all, meaning Jews and Gentiles. Male and female, bond and free, without respect of persons. Which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. To the intent that now, when you get that, God created all things by Jesus Christ. He, and it says, He is the Word of God. Because all things were made by the Word. God said, let there be light, and there was light. Jesus Christ is the Word of God. He comes from God. It says, like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually. Without father, without mother, having neither beginning of days nor end of years. He is neither beginning nor end, yet he is the firstborn of all creation, because he comes forth from God. He is the Son of God. That is the nature of his relationship to God. He is Son. He is Word. But when did God start speaking, really? When did God, you know, as children we have our first words, God, go, go, da, 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 da.